Hey everybody, what's up? It is The Voice, and I'm on location, and it's a very familiar location. It is Broken Funny Bone Studios. You can hear me on Broken Funny Bone pretty regularly on Fridays, hanging out with some friends, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. It's our third annual podcast marathon, so a bunch of people are in the house, and we're going to drink some beers with pretty much all of them. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very, very promiscuous this episode. We're going to have a lot of multiple partners, sometimes at the same time. But you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. Because it's episode 114. It is February 4th. We're here to get drunk on Drunken Lullabies. Not really. We'll get tipsy. That's usually about as far as it gets. So, all right. Well, I'm going to start with an introduction of the guy who's going to be to my left for the entire episode, a man who has not been on the show for well over a year, and originally he was like almost the second co-host, and then he disappeared, and people wondered, what happened to this guy? Did he become a monk? Did he die? Did he get arrested for something? Turns out, no, he's just been really, really busy. He started getting a little healthier. Even though he's wearing a shirt that says Old Chub, he's looking pretty pretty trim compared to what he used to. Maybe the beard's just more trim.
The beard is trimmed.
Yeah, and the haircut.
Look
good.
No shave, but a haircut.
Yeah.
I only paid one bit.
No, didn't pay the two.
No two bits.
No 2 bits.
But Drunkle Andy.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks, man. So I did get arrested.
Okay.
I died in prison. And was reincarnated as a monk.
That's a busy year.
It's better than me.
Well, I'm glad you took some time out of your enlightenment.
Yeah, well, I graduated the monkhood.
Okay. Well, they brew beer.
They do.
So
Trappist.
Yeah, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So across from me, you may know him as the Big E in Karaoke Big E. It's Kevin. No, just kidding. It's Big E.
It's Big E.
Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
And to my right, he hasn't been on the show.
Also in a year.
In a year since the last time we did the marathon. I have been on his show. He is the host of the Low Blow podcast, appropriately inappropriate. And he's brought beer this time that he promised me a year ago.
He's been promising every single one.
Luckily, it's not the same legitimate beer.
Oh, yeah.
He's been holding on to this bottle. I hope not. It's an IPA. So we'll see. But Adam, welcome.
What's up, man? How you been?
Yeah, not too bad. Keeping busy. I got like 15 podcasts I'm hosting right now. It's been a busy year. And fuck me. I'm already getting ready to develop a new miniseries.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Friends. So, yeah, right?
When do you stop?
When I get arrested, I die in prison, and then I become a monk. So,
arrest this man.
On that note, we're going to jump into our first beer. Let's get things cracking.
Ooh.
And this is the one that, this is the one that Adam brought, and this is from Old Irving Brewing Company in Chi-Town. And these guys are like, right around the corner from me.
They're literally within walking distance of my apartment.
Oh,
that sounds terrible.
And yeah. He didn't...
So bad.
He didn't have to do this, but I appreciate the effort. He stole the beer list from Old Irving when he went there. This is called Trendy with an I. The Haze Awakens. This is a double New England IPA, 8% ABV. If you're there, it's $7 for a tulip, $5 for a 10-ounce, $3 for a taster. That's information you don't get on Untappd. So we'll leave a little in the bottle for some of the other folks to try. And you can get growlers to go.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for this seventh variation, we added 0 hot side hops, resulting in a velvety smooth and dangerously drinkable variant that will warm you up like a Tauntaun sleeping bag, which I appreciate that reference.
Oh, they're fun.
You thought it smelled bad on the outside.
Oh, that smells,
smells delicious on the inside.
That is really good.
In the grains, they use Maris Otter, Emmett Otter.
Is it a Jumpman Christmas?
Yes. It is a Jumpman Christmas.
Golden Naked Oats, Red Wheat, and Crystal. And then for the hops, Citron, Mosaic.
Yeah, you can taste the Citron.
This is, from what I understand, their most popular.
This is very good.
It's super good.
It's got a sweetness to it. It's you can taste the citra.
It gets you in the back.
Yeah, it gets you in the back. It's dank. It smells good.
And it was
that's probably the best double I've had in a long time.
It was bottled on January 4th, so it was pretty fresh.
Look at the birds. That's like a month, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So still, still relatively
exactly 1 month.
They do everything in house.
It poured almost like a lemonade or an orange juice when it came out too.
Grapefruit juice.
Yeah, it's super super good.
Or hobo pee.
Or my pee.
Okay.
I'm pretty hobo-ish.
No, once you got reincarnated, I thought that cleared up. I mean, you brought in a bottle of Aki blueberry pomegranate water.
That's clear.
Yeah. Well, or is that vodka?
It used to be pomegranate, but now it's vodka.
Now it's...
Oh, there you go.
Vodka. That's how he became drunk. Yeah.
Apparently.
So seriously, vodka. What have you been up to? Because like I said, we've been trying to get you back on the show. It just hasn't worked out for one reason or another.
I've been wicked busy, not really doing anything. I'm working out, running more, getting healthy.
Doing a lot of family stuff.
Family stuff, but still drinking on the side.
Yeah, I ran into you at the opening of Bearded Owl.
Das Bearded Owl. Yeah, that place is pretty sweet.
We chugged a beer together. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Like I haven't seen you or talked to you. You haven't been recorded.
I have not been on tape. I've been trying to keep a low profile. Yeah. Some people are after me.
Yeah.
I don't need them to catch up to me.
Well, last time you were behind a mic, I believe you were battle rapping on the now defunct IBWIP.
Yeah. And it has been a while.
We just recently brought that back.
That's awesome.
The battle raps.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
This last one was epic.
Yeah.
Episode 9. If you subscribe to Drunken Lullabies, you can find that episode on your feed. I posted it as a bonus episode.
And I retweeted it.
It was a good time.
Mm-hmm. See, I've been so out of the game in the loop.
Yeah.
I feel terrible.
I said the word clit in a rap about pizza.
Yep. Yeah, you did.
That's impressive.
It was ironic that you did a rap about pizza and I did not get brought up. I was
sorry.
It was weird.
I was waiting for it.
I gave Domino's a shout out.
Yes, you did. Domino's in there.
In my mind. When I was rapping in the car, because that's the only time I'm good at that, I brought you up.
Okay.
My flow, which will never be heard.
I see that.
You were brought up.
That's how he's playing.
Wicked solo flow.
Yeah. So, Big E, since you were on last, you have begun your own podcast.
Started my own podcast.
It started as a bit that we did on IBWIP, because you love to sing.
Yep.
So we're like, give you the spotlight. We got our friend Kevin, who was on last week.
Co-host.
And he'll be on later. But yeah, he's your co-host. Yep. And you guys, you sing songs with friends.
Yes, we get friends in here. We get at least one guest in here. And we sing some songs. Hopefully we never get, the copyright infringement. But it's all karaoke version, so it's not anybody can do anything about it. But it's fun. It's a good time, man. It's a good time. It's going good.
I enjoy listening to it while riding in my car.
I've had good feedback on it. Me and Kevin, people who listen to it like it.
I like your songs.
You like my song, Kevin's. Not Kevin's?
No.
Yeah, let's get into
that. We had Rob's here from Hyper Upcut. He'll be on probably later. But we were talking about Pearl Jam's coming to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, they're doing 18th and 20th. Let's Play 2.
Yes, 18th and 20th. And I need to devise a way to get my wife to choke up the change so we can go, because we didn't go last year. And
wait, why is it your wife's responsibility to choke up the change?
Because, she's the one that has in control of the wallet.
So. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
She knows what's
going on. I was like, get a job, Scott.
I got two. Yeah, so he was talking about Alice in Chains and being harder and not really liking Pearl Jam. I said, you might want to stay away from the next episode of Karaoke Big E, because it's heavily... Eddie Vedder'd, so.
I never got into Alice in Chains that much.
Pearl Jam,
I'm on board with.
I got into the whole scene. It was like grunge came and it was like, it's this new thing and I love Nirvana. And
well, we know Jason. Whole Seattle thing. Jason never got out.
Never got out of the
flannel scene.
Never.
You're old enough to remember the grunge scene properly.
Dude, I'm old enough to remember the 80s.
That shit came out when I was 10.
Right. When the grunge came out, I was in junior high.
I bought 10 on cassette when it came out.
Yep.
Nirvana, Nevermind. And
I was actually 18. I had just gotten out of the hospital for alcohol-related problems.
Barely legal. Barely legal.
And
he says that on a drinking podcast.
Yeah, exactly. You're 20, 30 years later.
It's all about drinking. It's all about knowing moderation.
Exactly.
But yeah, I did not learn last year.
It's a great show. Everybody's tonight, pretty much everybody. Adam's got a spot, and people will be on the show tonight, and it's going to be fun. But so you check it out. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Check that out on Tuesdays. I'm sure we'll do plugs a little bit later.
Yes.
And then Adam, again, it's been a year since you were on last.
Yes.
A lot has gone on with you. You made an appearance at Comic-Con.
I did.
And got to do a panel with some other podcasters. Yeah. It was a fun summer. So what have you been up to? You have your co-host back now.
Dave is back. Dave's back. His butthole has been repaired.
That's good.
Yeah. But no, I just, I'm trying to get back into more filming, more.
Okay.
Like, I made a goal for myself this year.
Like adult filming?
No. Okay. Filming adults, but not adult filming.
Okay.
I don't want to film children.
Well, that's very smart.
I'm not Jared or Michael Jackson. I don't film children.
That's Jared Jackson, his brother.
I'm that guy. No, Jared but my goal is to do more creative things and more artistic things in the medium of videos and stories. So
okay.
That's where I'm at this year.
Like music videos?
No.
Oh.
No bands will trust me.
Like with their music documentary videos?
Yes.
Because gotcha. A lot of directors got their start doing music videos, but that was back in the days where MTV was still
relevant,
showing music videos.
They don't do that anymore.
No, yeah, now that.
So do they show music on MTV?
They do, but.
Is there music anymore still?
I mean, it's gotten so bad.
It's miscellaneous television, I believe.
Yeah, they've recycled. It's down to all the new Teen Moms and then Teen Mom OG.
Original
gangster,
original Gash.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, the original sluts that were on there.
I don't think that's what Ice-T was talking about in OG
original Gash.
Gash.
Shouldn't good, the though. OC original C-section? cut that back open. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't either.
See, I always thought C-section was spelled with an S.
Ocean Sea.
A lot of water in there. The water breaks and the sea and the
when
ocean.
When the water breaks, they got
don't
no
say
place
funny things while I'm drinking.
Well, you're not doing music videos, but you could. And if you were, maybe you could do one for our Band of the Week.
We got a BOW?
I do have a puppet.
We do. Our Band of the Week is Greaves. And he is a hip-hop artist on the Rhymesayers label. He's out of Seattle, Washington. And here's a biography. When asked if he always knew he'd end up being a rapper, his real name is Benjamin. Ben, better known as Greaves, can only laugh. Oh, no, not really, he says. I was in bands and stuff. And then I grew up listening mainly to punk stuff. It wasn't until I got a little older that hip-hop really started to happen for me. When he first heard artists like Mobb Deep and Wu-Tang, he remembers being drawn to their sound, hearing all the samples and stuff from records that I heard my dad play when I was a kid. That's crazy. Like, his dad listened to Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
That shows there's a little bit of an age gap between us.
That'd be like Dylan being an artist now.
My parents still don't know what Wu-Tang is. But
my
Wu-Tang
dad certainly doesn't.
Wu-Tang
my
is
dad
for
knows
the
that
children.
They're nothing
and it's
to
nothing
fuck
to
with.
He does know
that's
that.
That's all my dad really
knows
about.
Yeah.
But he's got a new album. He's been doing this for over a decade. His fifth proper full-length called Running Wild. And we're going to play a song from that. It was recorded in Stockholm.
Sweden.
He went and drank some beer overseas while making I'm sure. But oddly enough, on his influences, it says only Pearl Jam.
That's full circle.
Bringing it around.
Tags back together. So band interests, interpretive dance, flag football, basket weaving, deep sea fishing, spelunking, carpentry, shopping on the internet, and wild boar hunting with Bruce Willis.
This guy's a rapper?
Yes.
I'm kind of...
Seems pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to one of the lead singles from Running Wild. Came out 2017. This is called What It Do, D-E-W.
What It Do, baby.
And they do have a music video for it that I will feature on our Facebook page. So make sure you check that out later this week. Or just go to YouTube and look it up.
Is this the second?
You know what to do, too.
Second artist you've had from the Rhymesayers?
Oh, this is more than the second.
Is it?
Is this a song about Mountain Dew?
We've had Atmosphere,
yeah.
Prof,
well, yep.
Aesop Rock,
mm-hmm.
And now Greaves.
Nice. I'll buy some stock in the Rhymesayers.
I got to visit Rhymesayers headquarters back in October.
Nice.
Went up to the Twin Cities, went to the Fifth Element store, got myself a Rhyme Sayers t-shirt with the Griffin, but it looks like the Super Mario 3
logo. Was Bruce Willis logo. There?
Bruce Willis was not there.
Damn it.
But they did have a big-ass painting of Prof that was pretty cool. Nice. So.
Did you steal it?
No.
Dude.
No. I didn't want to be kicked out.
Well.
All right. Well, we're going to finish up our trendy from Old Irving, and we're going to let you listen to some music. So here we go. This is What It Do here on Drunken Lullabies.
Flow running, motherfuckers always hating on something. Took a small break to fill up my plate, cause all of this running round got me hungry. Tell them I'm back, chilling my glass, ain't no need to be panicked. Soon as I knock this back, I'ma rock that ass lifestyle.
Goddamn!
Skinny bone chones with immaculate flow.
Didn't even know that he could rap like that though.
Yeah, well, who's the asshole that told you I had to rap slow? Point him out. I stepped into my future, blocked out that noise, and I came back with a vengeance, like I'm Bruce Willis on Royce. Tell me now who got that smooth shit, sipping on some LaFroid, and I walked out of that smoke cloud with my game tight and on point. I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, I'm feeling real fine,
and a little drunk.
I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, I'm feeling real fine. So if they ask about me, ooh, tell them what I does, tell them what I do, tell them where I is, tell them where I be. I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, tell them what I do, I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, tell them what I do. Fuck you.
Man, cause it is colder than a witch's titty face down in the snow in a brass bra outside, but this beat makes me feel like I'm tongue fucking a margarita.
Yo, keeping my cool running. Everybody's always mad about something. Figured if that's the way that it is, then I ain't got time to worry about nothing. Tell them I'm back and try to relax. You can go ahead and be honest, kid. This shit here has to run it back home like stop.
Oh shit!
Sipping on a little bit of Templeton.
What's the big deal about Templeton?
Picture what it's like to get head on top of a pile of Benjamins. It's like that. Walked out of that mic booth, hopped onto that stage, and I came back to go bat shit on these jokers like I'm Bruce Wayne. Tell them now who got that smooth shit jumping off of my page. You talk like I've been listening, but I'm too buzzed to be phased. I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, I'm feeling real fine,
and a little drunk.
I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, I'm feeling real fine. So if they ask about me, ooh, tell them what I does, tell them what I do, tell them where I is, tell them where I be. I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, tell them what I do, I'm feeling real good right now, yeah, tell them what I do, fuck you.
That was What It Do, and what we do, is drink some more beer. And, this is good. I've been sitting on this one for...
Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Over half a year.
Jesus.
Been waiting to...
It's the Darken?
To try this again. This is the Darken.
That's racist.
And it is from... I've actually had it over a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the last time I drank it was
H beer.
October of 2016 is the last time I drank it. I loved it so much, I went and bought another bottle.
That pours deep.
It is a Flanders Ode Brew, and it's a sour. So I wanted to hold on to one and see what a year did to it. So it's been sitting in my fridge.
Did you get it from the left-hand store?
No.
The Leftorium?
Upland.
Leftorium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Upland.
Well, I thought, since it was a Flanders.
Oh, see, I thought you were meaning the brewery left hand. That's what was throwing me off.
I just got that.
The left forearm. I caught it right away.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
So 9.7%. The description is darkened pours with light brown color and hues of amber. Aromas of licorice, ginger, cherry, and mild notes of pepper rise from the effervescent sour ale. Approachably tart, more flavors of spice and fruit meld with light hints of caramel and chocolate. Darken has a medium low body with a dry, spicy finish.
Definitely dry at the end.
So sour, dark, tart, sweet, and smooth are the flavor profiles.
Yep.
I got tart. I didn't get
the sour. I definitely get tart.
Picked up the sour and the tart.
Maybe I'm just confusing what sour and tart are. It's tasty.
Second drink's better.
Yeah. Once you're
acclimated to it, yeah.
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 That first one was...
It looks like Pepsi in my glass.
It really does. It almost smelled like Pepsi. I'm going to be honest
with
you.
We're drinking out of red plastic cups. We're not doing pine
red
glasses
solo
here.
Cups.
I almost brought my glass.
Honestly does. The smell reminds you of a
like a cherry,
like a soda,
like a sour cherry soda.
Yeah, but it's got the pucker effect for sure. It sucks pucker. All the moisture.
All the moisture's gone from my
Holy
mouth.
Holy Mother Jesus! Oh my God!
Oh my Gino!
It's good.
Oh,
it's got almost like a cranberry taste to it.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Zombie.
I was actually looking up today to see if they'd announced her cause of death yet, but it still hasn't been announced.
It's an OD. For sure.
It's an OD.
Did you see that they ruled Tom Petty's death as an overdose as well?
Yeah, he had a lot.
An accidental overdose?
An overdose of fame.
He had a broken hip, too.
So it's an overdose of narcotics, basically.
Yeah, that's too bad. Well, he was cool.
Yeah. They have an unlimited, bank account. So, if they want, just like Prince, he died of the same kind of crap. You know? You get a pain, and then you get addicted to it, and then people keep giving it to you.
Right. Yeah, no doctor is going to tell Tom Petty you can't have any painkillers.
Nope. He's running down a dream.
Right. He's like, dude, how am I supposed to run when my hip's broke? I need painkillers.
It was Mary Jane's last dance.
It was.
Yeah. Oh.
One more chance to feel the pain, right?
I would get any of these referenced if I knew any Tom Petty songs.
Damn the torpedoes.
So the Cranberries are pretty sure that they put fame to my name.
With what?
One of the songs.
They have a
Andy
song called
Shane.
Drunkle Andy?
No, it says Andy Shane in it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Does it actually say that, or is that just how she pronounces a word because she's Irish and it
so
sounds
she's
like she says
in your head, Andy Shane, Andy
it's not
Shane.
No, wait, never mind. Wrong. Nope. Altogether wrong. Cannonball. The song Cannonball.
Oh.
That's the Breeders.
That's the Breeders. Yeah.
They're still alive.
Yeah, they're still alive and kicking.
Yeah, the Deal Sisters.
Yeah. But yeah, my they say, Andy Shane.
And yeah, they do. They do.
It totally does. Yep,
totally.
Awesome.
Totally. Callie, how can you give you?
Wrong.
Andy my last Shane. Name comes Andy from the only
the water?
Fame I have of my last name is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. Wayne Zielinski.
Yeah, which is spelled with a Y.
Right.
And Tommy Boy.
What was in Tommy Boy? Oh, Zielinski Tools. Auto Parts.
Yeah.
Also spelled wrong.
We spelled car parts for the...
American. Dan Aykroyd's
car parts for the American, for the whatever. Yeah.
The American people, because that's who we are and that's who we believe in.
Yeah.
I did not have sex with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, that was very.
Yes, he did. Who's. What are we?
Loud out there.
Oh, they're not picking up.
Shut them down.
Yeah.
Shut them down.
We're podcasting and I'm drinking.
Right.
Uh-oh. Well, it's a good thing your shift's almost over. And some other people come in before it gets too unruly.
This is a really good sour.
That is good.
Thank you so much.
Well, I knew...
The first initial drink was like, but then it got better.
Now, are you guys familiar with sours much?
Yeah.
Yes.
Only
just
when I'm
from
here.
Distill. Just from distill.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, this distill. I've never heard of
it. I don't understand what those band is.
Sponsor, spot dogs.
That comes later.
That's what she said.
Why aren't you doing the chugging thing anymore?
Yeah, beer gets me fired up. Come on,
you want to know why? Because that was Blake Szymanski's idea, and I was the one who had.
You're not
do
a chugger,
all the
anyways.
Time. I'm not by choice.
So I never had to.
You're getting way better at it, though.
I know. Again,
yeah.
Practice. Speaking of chugging,
I never have to chug another
cucumber
beer. You guys' chugging
videos in your little Facebook group are quite amusing.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah,
I like them.
I got pretty wild last night.
Did you?
Dancing around.
Yeah, you did.
Had a good time.
Yeah, getting all artistic with
did
it.
You have that did you have that paperboy hat and that coat just the handy?
Just it was sitting around. Yeah.
I was busting some moves. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I would like to thank you two gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you.
For sitting and trying a couple beers. We're going to throw it back to Greaves. We've got a brand new song just released weeks ago. Not even on an album yet. It's just a single. What?
Exclusive!
Just dropping singles. This one's called Back At 'em. Not
damn,
back, you know, Adam.
Damn.
Back At 'em.
M.
M.
That sounds back like something, at M. That sounds like something Adam. Dave would say to you if M. he was into you.
Black yeah. Adam.
Black, yes.
Black Adam.
The Black Adam.
The Black
Adam. So. Not me. My identical black counterpart.
So we're going to let Greaves take it away, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with some new people to talk to right here on Drunken Lullabies.
Carry it, Biggie.
Y'all, back at it, the boom bat addict, the notepad crusher with a couple bad habits. I've been down since the get down, never looked back. Made some homies out of idols, now they giving me daps. Long roads with a gallon of gas, keep rolling. These cats keep asking where the fuck I'm going. Leaving it wide open, I'm just following the kick snare. Best believe there's gonna be some whiskey when we get there. Goddamn. Pulling out the cork, got these hobby ass rappers falling back into the boards. I was lit from the second the engineer hit record. Me spending the time to hide it is something I can't afford. Motherfucker, fall back, miss me with the bullshit. Gonna get my rocks glass, fill it with the bullet. Got that bourbon on my breath, the bright lights on stage. Rhyme says entertainment ain't a damn thing changed. Hey yo, north side check, south side check. Show up to the party rocking live and direct. I got some old school records playing, baby, I'm set. Make it last forever like my name's Keith Sweat. Hey, yo, east side check, west side check. Speakers so loud that it'll break your neck. You can hate it all you want, I don't live with regret. I laid it all out on the table, you can place your bets. Hey, oops. I think I made a banger. Ha, motherfucking all with both fingers. I just came to kick it, paid a visit to the banker. Pulling out my last 20 bucks to fill the tanker. Now I just wanna ride. You can catch me on the 5 with my speakers up. Life goes on and I don't give the fucks. Been around the block, went from kicking freestyles on the city bus to building something those who disrespected me could barely touch. Damn right, solid to the step. Learn to keep some good company surrounded by the best. Whole team got the rhythm, steady pounding in their chest. So no matter the occasion, we are 100% on. Pen and palm, I got the beats on blast. You got a problem with it, eat my ass. I got that small batch whiskey on my breath. Bright lights on stage, rhyme says entertainment ain't a damn thing changed. Hey yo, north side check, south side check. Show up to the party rocking live and direct. I got some old school records playing, baby, I'm set. Make it last forever like my name's Keith Sweat. Hey yo, east side check, west side check. Speakers so loud that it'll break your neck. You can hate it all you want, I don't live with regret. I laid it all out on the table, you can place your bets.
Ooh, that's a bad motherfucker right there.
And that was Back At 'em, and we're back at it with a couple new people. Big E and Adam are no longer with us.
Thank God.
Hopefully the afterlife treats them well. Yeah.
Rest in power.
Rest in Parkinson's.
Ooh.
Neil Diamond. But I think that's the second time this week I've managed to bring that up.
To shit on his legacy?
Yeah. You know what? It's not his fault that white assholes from Boston have ruined Sweet Caroline for me. Have you seen that car commercial where they're like in a traffic jam or a morning commute and the guy's singing along with that really, really loud, and then he looks to his right,
yeah,
and there's an obnoxious that lady who gives him a knowing glance and she does the so good part, and I want to throat punch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
I can't stand that song anymore, and it's a damn shame because I liked that song at one time, but not anymore.
Sorry.
So Neil Diamond can go to hell.
Shaking all the way.
He'll be there soon. Eddie Money style. So, he'll get his way
Eddie Money style. Yeah, there we go.
I gotta find this. I'm sorry.
All right. So
go ahead.
Andy is looking at something. I'm gonna attempt to open this next beer. But while I do that, I'm gonna also introduce our new guests. Jason, the Bottle Cap Kid, welcome back. Second time in 2 weeks. Andy hasn't been on in over a year, and here you are back to back appearances.
Andy, I thought you were a dead monk.
Well, I was, but I came back.
Good to see you. What is this? Michael J. Fox?
That is what I found. I wanted to talk about.
Great at making martinis, terrible at stealing tambourines. Checks out.
Checks out. It is fact.
And also, joining me for the first time on Drunken Lullabies, he's been on Drunk at the Movies, where we watched Half Baked with one of his podcasting partners, Pickles. AKA Devin.
It's me, Rob.
Yes.
Your boy. Sorry, I didn't know
if I was supposed to call you.
I'm very professional.
You know, by Sandwich Hawk, or if you were going by Rob.
Outside of
this
my
is
own
already
dumb
foamy.
It's crusting.
Yeah. On the new fallen snow, it gave a luster of midday to objects below. What's my wondering eyes should appear?
Wow.
A drunk
but
asshole.
A Christmas cream dream from 350 Brewing.
Woo!
It's nice. It's a Christmas milk stout. This was the other part of their two pack that I bought up in Tinley Park. The other one was the barley wine called Crisp Barley, and it was pick of the week on a episode I did a few weeks ago.
Crisp Barley,
but this is it's their cream dream milk stout with cinnamon, chocolate, nutmeg, coconut, and vanilla beans. So get some of that in ya.
Your vanilla beans.
I've heard you talk about 350 before. I don't know if I've ever had a beer from them. So
I have not.
Great.
Well, that's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I drink it all.
Nope, there should be plenty in there for everybody. And everybody at home is going to get to try it, too.
Oh, no,
you're like Oprah.
Look under your seats.
You get a beer.
Look under your bed, everybody.
You get a beer.
I've been busy.
No deposit, that is, by the way, on that bottle.
And the design is all thanks to former guest Matthew Ryan Sharp, a.k.a. Sharpie. He does all their labels and artwork.
Very cool.
Be like Clover's name is Mark.
Mark Sharp?
Mark Sharpie. Marker?
Oh,
Sharpie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's not.
It smells good.
It smells. It's not.
So. Oh, hi, Mark Sharp.
Yes.
Not.
So this is from their Sunday Detention series. Mm-hmm. This is,
Oh, man.
I'm trying to find
is
the ABV. Oh, 8%.
Nice.
That is thick.
Is it a cream dream?
And creamy. And it,
it's a double
mouth
cream
feel.
Dream.
Good mouthfeel.
That is amazing.
Good milkiness.
The cinnamon is
cinnamon.
An excellent touch.
Yeah.
Cinnamon, as Blake would say, I believe.
Very good.
Cinnamons. So, Jason, you were on last week, so I'm not really going to talk to you specifically about what happened in the past 7 days. But actually, it wasn't even 7 days.
No,
it was 2 days
that
ago.
Was Thursday. Yeah, it was 2 days ago. What happened?
In the past 2 days, 48 hours, what have you been up to?
I went to Sky Harbor Steakhouse, and I drank whiskey neat. That's my new thing, is just drinking, like, booze neat.
What's whiskey sloppy?
Like, you put ice cubes in it or some shit, or mix
when
it
you
or something.
Stumble over your words. Right, oh, right. Whiskey sloppy.
Let's have another whiskey, please.
That sounds. I think I've heard you in that state before.
I don't know about that.
That's crazy.
That's maybe, what I've been up to.
Maybe not in the past 48 hours.
All right, that's fair.
It really is fun to order like a whiskey neat, right?
You look like a badass.
Yeah.
And you walk around looking like a badass. Too,
swirling
right?
your cup around.
Oh, hell yeah.
I can't do that with this red Solo cup.
No.
I don't look like
fancy.
A badass.
I got
you
a lot
those
of
those short glasses. Boom. Yeah.
Right, that's what it is, a short
glass. If you're at a bar, you can always lie about how expensive it was, too, because it all looks expensive.
Yeah, no one
right.
knows. Just order the well shit and say, oh, I got a premium Maker's Mark.
This
whatever.
Is Glenda Dingledommer.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
That sounds
it's
really,
really
expensive.
It's really, really expensive.
200 years aged.
Yeah.
But they age it with beef.
Yep. And beets,
and
oddly
beets.
Enough.
And bears.
Kobe beets.
Yeah. Yep.
Kobe Beats.
Kobe Beats by Dre.
So, Rob.
Those are really expensive.
What have you been up to?
I do a video game podcast, so a lot of video games.
Yeah.
Playing fighting games.
Yeah, what's up with that? Game. You guys have been cranking out those final drafts a lot, but the regular hyper uppercuts.
News has been slow.
Okay.
So, we've been
that time of year,
down.
There's just,
yeah.
you're waiting for, what's the big, E3?
Yep.
E3 is coming around June, so we'll get that looking forward to.
So you got shit to do for another 4 months?
Yeah. Okay. Some big releases we'll probably end up talking about, but other than that, it's been pretty slow. Holiday season always kills video games. So
yeah.
It's always
what releases are you looking forward to?
I just picked up the new Dragon Ball FighterZ game yesterday.
For what console is that? Is that
so up on PS4? They're dragons that punch each other in the balls.
Have you ever seen Dragon Ball? You're that age.
No, you just Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Whatever Dustin's talking about, that sounds like something I could masturbate
yeah.
to.
I mean, there are dragons, and there are balls.
And they fight each other.
Could theoretically each other's punch.
No, you're talking Goku and Piccolo and Geppetto. And
you were going good there for a minute.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Nacho Man.
Exactly, yeah. The Nacho Man.
Yep. Skrillex, I think, is one.
He's got the undercut. Love Skrillex. He's in there. Yeah. He's throwing it down.
Magneto. Yeah.
He's got
Stompedo.
Yep.
Yeah.
That one too.
Yeah, he's good.
Beefarino.
Joey Beefarino.
So yeah, I'm up on the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly, yeah. You've named all the characters very well.
You know, I'm getting so old that my balls are almost dragon.
Slam dunk.
Dragon Balls.
Yeah. Well that's played. The DLC.
Okay. Dick licking contest.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
But I digress. So, glad you've been doing that.
Just catching up with us a little bit.
Yeah. Bringing things up to speed since we watched Half-Baked together. But yeah, we're hopefully going to do another Drunk at the Movies coming up with a mutual friend of ours. I literally have no idea what movie we're going to watch.
Me neither.
Brian is wanting us to watch something really out there called The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah, I noticed that he's been
he's really pitching that hard.
Yeah. You watch Meatballs instead.
Mm. I've at least seen that.
That's a good one.
But The Greasy Strangler, I think that's a sex move that Blake has talked about on Broken Funny Bone.
Yes,
that's but I true. Could be wrong.
I can confirm. No, that's accurate.
Okay. All right.
And he also does a move called the Joey Beefarino.
From the top ropes.
Oh,
Joey Beefarino.
Spaghetti and meatballs. So,
if he's greasy, how is he strangling people? Why can't they just slip right out of his...
You would think. You
know? A lot of yakety sex. That
it's some real slapstick sex.
That deaf mute guy that's greased up runs in the background.
God can't get me.
That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Greased up deaf guy.
I heard he's a monk now, too.
He was, yeah. Yeah. It was easy for him because he never really talked. Couldn't hear anybody talking to him, so it worked out for him.
Oh, fantastic. It's always a laugh riot here on Drunken Lullabies. And this cream dream is nothing to laugh at, though.
It's not. It is super solid.
Stone face serious. This is excellent.
Stone milk.
Mm. Stone cold.
Get his milk from a stone.
And then they double waxed it.
That's so, what she said.
Yeah. Wax on wax. So they it's a brand new Pretty Swell beer series. It says pretty swell.
You gotta, I feel like they're underselling themselves. There's a drop that's going to land right on your phone.
It's so damn dreamy. So we left a little bit for the people at home.
For our homies.
And they can try. Yeah, we're going to pour some out for our homies. And while we enjoy this, because I'm not drinking this fast.
Right.
We're going to let you guys listen to something. A promo, a new promo that's never been featured on this show. Ooh. We're not actually going to hear it right now. I'm going to do it in post. But Karaoke Big E.
Oh, yeah.
They got a commercial and shit. So let's play it right now.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite bodyguard here, Big E. And I was wanting to tell you about my upcoming FCF Network podcast called Karaoke Big E. Me and my co-host, Kevin Clark, are going to sing some songs karaoke style, have some laughs, and totally wreak havoc on your ear holes. We will be joined by a rotating cast of characters all telling the story of why they chose the songs they sang. So please join us every Tuesday on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app of choice. And remember, you can't be a star if you don't shine.
And that was Karaoke Big E. This is a beer. That's what we do. We drink the beers. I'm going to start this one to my left. This is from Urban Chestnut Brewing Company in St. Louis. This is the Wolpertinger.
A Wolpertinger.
It's fun to say and fun to drink.
Wolpertinger.
And this Wolpertinger is, now. Hey.
Yeah, it's like... Wolpertinger sound. Well, it's that or well. Wolpertinger Gartengloben.
Nice. Wolpertinger Gartengloben.
I was just going standard Rock of Ages from Def Leppard, but I'll go for the Offspring one, too. But this is the fifth anniversary version of this. This is the 2017, I believe it's 2017.
Holy cow.
It may be 2016.
It smells like Dirty Feet.
It's flavorful.
But it tastes nothing like that.
Tastes nothing like Dirty Feet?
No.
Yeah. Give you something good to eat? So this is their special, special anniversary brew. This year's version is a bit different than in years past. It's darker, more robust, and slightly tart with the addition of raspberries. It's also been aged for 2 years in Scotch whiskey barrels.
Yep, there
so,
it is.
So that's what you're going to get.
That's you're getting the Scotch.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
What's the ABV on this mofo?
Scotch. Feels like.
You know what?
Aged barrels usually says high, right?
It doesn't say.
That means you're fucked.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up because I think this is actually the 2016.
It was too high to put in there.
I looked up the it was wrong actually one. Illegal.
They were too high to put it in there.
Like the sound of that.
11.5.
Holy fuck!
Oh, fuck.
So
and what kind of beer is it?
Dirty Feet.
Oh, Dirty Feet. Give me something good to eat.
Dirty Feet. Right. Yeah. It's got a bear.
This actually has a different description. I think I read the year after. It says, to celebrate our fifth anniversary, we captured Wolpertinger 2015 and held him for several months in a stainless steel cage before determining that this year's Bavarian Beast is a triple fermented ale, three unique yeast strains. Get that checked out. That is spicy and Belgian-like. He then went through a hibernation period in bourbon and burgundy oak barrels.
Ron Burgundy?
Yes. That escalated quickly, absorbing the flavors of
fuck
his environment.
You, San Diego!
Growing, changing. We then unleashed this five-year-old wild beast into the world. This is another one that it was sitting next to the Darken that we drank. This has been sitting in the back of my fridge. For a little while.
Back of the fridge.
Back of the fridge. Been a while, beer. And waiting for a special occasion. And I thought that they'd be fun ones to bust out. Somebody have a joy buzzer? What was that?
No.
I do.
We're just shaking hands over here. And I got zinged.
Zingo. Yeah. Finally got somebody.
The happy hello.
This is flavorful.
Ooh, we got a live one here.
And it is
It has flavors.
It is popping. I like it.
It can be
Did
tasted.
You just say it has flavors?
It does have flavors.
It's capable of being detected.
So they took some guy. They put him in a cage for a couple years.
The Wolpertinger is a creature.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, so it's like...
Oh, I thought it was Mark Wolpertinger. I just caged him.
And then he turned... He so it has...
The
it's
creator
like a bunny.
Of Facebook? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Everyone's like going to get zucked.
Zuck my burger.
That's his new reality show.
You just got zucked.
I'd watch that show.
You're zucked.
Yeah.
You've been zucked.
Holy hell. You've been down there a few times, haven't you?
Hell beast.
I've been to Urban Chestnut once. Okay. They've got a couple locations. It's a fun place. They've got, you know, German food that you can get to eat while you're there. They have, it's a big German-style beer hall, so they have those picnic tables that are like a half a mile long.
Those are fun.
And, you know, they do an Oktoberfest.
Oberfest.
There every year. And they also have this Wolpertinger.
Can you get a schnitzel down there? A good schnitzel?
Oh, I'm sure you can. Who doesn't?
Some sauerkraut?
Yeah, don't shit on their schnit. You know, that's...
So it's chestnuts, right?
Yeah.
So what do you call nuts on a wall?
Walnuts.
Those would be walnuts.
What do you call nuts on your chest?
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts?
No, it's a dick in your mouth.
Oh, shit. I think that's, what do you call nuts on your chest?
Yeah, I totally fucked
and these
that
ones
up.
Are, and these are urban ones.
So they're urban. So that's why, because they hang low.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Black guys have huge organs.
Long nuts.
Long nuts.
Long nuts?
Yeah.
I call it Wolpertinger.
I often say to my black coworkers, you're looking awfully long in the nuts today.
Yeah. You'd be Dragon Balls.
Exactly. Those.
Zing.
It all wraps up.
Reel it back in.
Yeah. Well, we're going to let some people out there taste some of my Wolpertinger.
Stick their dick in the Wolpertinger.
You know, it's good for everybody. And while they get a taste, I'm going to we're going to induct another person into the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame. A little while. There's only been one person in the Hall of Fame currently. That's Andre the Giant.
Is he really?
He was the first inductee into the DLHOF.
Is that because he drank barrels at a time?
He drank a lot of beer.
Okay.
He also offered peanuts to ladies.
Yes.
What would that sound like? That.
Would you like a peanut, lady?
You got a couple lines and you just jumbled them together right there.
It's all peanut butter in my mouth.
So, you know, I took my sponsor money from Distill, and I commissioned HBO to make a documentary about Andre the Giant, and it's coming out in a couple months.
Good job. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
And so make sure you stay tuned for that. Our second inductee is another man that needs no introduction to people of our age. I'm talking about Wade Anthony Boggs. You may know him as the former third baseman, all-star player for the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Played for 18 years. He also played for the Yankees.
Hell of a mustache.
Yes, but I know him. I hold him dear as a Red Sox. Do you still call him a Red Sox?
I don't think you can call him Red Sox anymore.
No.
Is that racist?
Yeah.
No.
What are we?
It's Native American Sox.
Okay, Native. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. He's always a Native American Sox. That still didn't answer my question. Do I call him a Sox or
Native
a Sox?
Native American.
Are we talking about... He's talking about plural.
Yes.
Oh.
It's not red. Singular. It's Native American.
Wade Boggs is my favorite Native American. And he...
Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you?
I was waiting for... Fine, thanks. How are you?
We're going to hell.
Jokes. Wasn't that a Chevy Chase movie? Or no, Tim Allen?
I don't know. My brother, he lives over in Indiana and... the maintenance guy.
It's from some Chevy Chase family movie that's, I swear to God, they were like...
Is that the one where he
was
on
a Cub Scout thing?
Yeah, it's like
something.
A camp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that is.
Camp Anawana?
Nope, that's totally different. But anyways, he's a Hall of Fame inductee in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005. He was elected to the Native American Sox Hall of Fame in 2004. And in 2018, he was inducted into the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I'm going to make that Wikipedia edit very soon, believe you me. Once this episode drops, it'll be up there for 2 minutes, and then it'll be taken down.
Catch it while you can, folks.
And you may be wondering, why is Wade Boggs in the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame?
I was wondering.
Is it his 12 straight All-Star appearances?
Yes.
You know, it's not. It could very well be. Okay. That's, I think, a professional... accomplishment that would merit anybody
absolutely.
Spot in
but
a Hall
that's
of
not
fame.
How we got to here.
It could be that in 1997 he was ranked number 95 in the Sporting News list of 100 greatest baseball players.
That's got to be it.
That's not.
What?
That's what I was thinking.
Is it also multiple sexual allegations?
No.
Oh,
definitely not.
Is it his awesome mustache?
No, and it's not even the fact that he's a 1976 graduate of Plant High School in Tampa, Florida, where he currently resides in the Tampa Palms neighborhood.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he lives in the high school. Yes. Like he roams the halls.
Like the Harry Potter ghost.
Yeah. If you're real quiet, you can still hear Wade Boggs' mustache.
Scruffling.
There it is.
Yeah, that's good Foley work
very,
there.
Very.
But basically the reason he is because he has a legendary story. I mean, he's got over 3,000 hits. But it's his beer drinking accomplishments that got an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia made in his honor.
Nice.
I don't know if you guys have seen that episode. I believe it's the first episode of season 10. But Wade Boggs supposedly drank 64 beers on a cross-country flight while he was playing for the Red Sox.
I believe it.
In the It's Always Sunny episode,
they try to replicate this,
and it ends in shenanigans.
Sure it does.
So, apparently, though, It's Always Sunny star Charlie Day claimed that after talking to Boggs, he says he actually did 107 beers in one day.
Which, 64 my ass.
You know, that it seems pretty crazy. And there's an interview with an ex-Major League pitcher named Brian Rose, who was a teammate of Boggs's when I think they were in Tampa Bay. And it said, I was sitting next to him on a plane, and a flight attendant came by and gave him a case of beer. He set it under his seat, and I was like, what's up with that? We only have an hour flight. And he said, that's mine.
The whole touch it and you die.
The whole flight, we were just shooting the shit, and he went one beer after the other. I said to him, I'm impressed with the way you hit, but I'm more impressed right now. He goes, yeah, beer doesn't affect me. I don't get drunk unless I have at least a case and a half. He never used the bathroom.
That's impressive.
So
he stores it all in the stash.
Yes. Right. I believe he's made a joke.
Stash out.
He made a joke about having a hollow leg. And, you know, the beer all goes in there.
Classic.
But
great joke.
Another classic Boggs. So another interview said, on a typical road trip, East Coast to West Coast, say a road game to Seattle, Wade would drink anywhere between 50 to 60 beers. Like 50, 60 beers. That seems impossible. But no.
That's impressive.
He. I know how crazy that sounds, and I wouldn't believe it myself unless I saw him do it. And I did. Numerous times.
Wow.
And he drank nothing but Miller Lite.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean,
even if they were like 50 to 64 ounce beers, that'd still be fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Water.
Wade is the kind of guy who was always the first one at the clubhouse. So he'd get to the clubhouse, he'd bring a six-pack with him, he'd be there drinking a beer when someone showed up, as we were all packing our stuff up out of our lockers to get our bags ready, Wade would sit there and drink that whole six-pack. Now, at a time, we were flying out of New Jersey, so it was somewhat of a drive from Yankee Stadium to the airport in Jersey. Wade would drink another couple of beers on the bus to the airport. At the time, we were flying this older airplane that couldn't make it across the country without refueling. So we would stop in North Dakota or something. Wade would drink about half a pack between New Jersey and North Dakota, and it would take about a half hour to an hour to refuel once we got there, so we'd have a few more beers while we were on the ground in North Dakota. Once we got back up in the air, Wade would drink another 10 to 12 beers on the way to the West Coast. The whole flight from coast to coast usually took us well over 7 hours. We'd touch down at SeaTac, hop on a bus, head to the King Dome, and Wade would have another beer or two on the bus. Then all of us would get to the King Dome, unpack our bags, and sit around and bullshit with each other, and Wade would have another beer in his hand the entire time. He was always one of the last people to leave the clubhouse, too. So I'd say that all in all, he drank over 50 beers on the trip, and this wasn't just an isolated incident. He did this almost every time.
Wow.
So, for those reasons, plus the major sports accomplishments, we induct Wade Boggs to the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame. Well done, Wade.
It had to have been something he was trying to prove, right? A man can't have a thirst for 50 consecutive beers, right?
I don't know. Miller Lite, that's water.
It is.
But like even water.
I mean, yeah, like drinking that much water. Yeah, right.
Yeah. In a day.
That's a boatload of fluid.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What is a man's a man among men.
Yeah, then he played baseball.
And then he would play baseball. Yeah.
Hammered drunk.
First one there, last one to leave, drunk the whole time. So
dedication.
All right. Well, while you just sit there and think about what Wade Boggs accomplished with his life.
Soak that up into your kidneys.
We're going to let you guys listen to our third and final song from our band of the week, Greaves. This is also from the Running Wild album in 2017. Look for it on the Rhyme Sayers label. This is Roses. And no, it's not an Outkast cover. They smell like boo boo. All right, so here we go. This is Roses here on Drunken Lullabies.
bullets singing the city moans. I watched the pressure turn a man into a pile of bones and eat him. Hard to believe that I used to humor it. God became a box that I put my treacherous future in. Threw it all away, some part of me still in it. Swimming in dark waters that swallow a man's vision. They turn us into collisions, swerving off of the road. Show me one fuck given, I'll show you a dozen old, man. I saw your finger pointed at me from the roof. When I feel a little closer, come and wrestle with the truth. Shit, I was told that I wouldn't ever be used. So they pumped me full of drugs to make a version they could use. Then they wonder why I used. Yeah, they wonder, tell me what would you expect when they poison us at the roots. No help, just a whole bunch of told you so's. But I survived, cause in the dirt is where the roses grow. Now I'm stronger than I've ever been. It was raining outside, they wouldn't let us in. Showered down, got soaked to the bone. But in the morning, we're surrounded by roses.
Roses came from a seed. These roses grown in the city. Roses thrown at my feet. These roses surrounded me.
What grows from a seed?
We were down, nobody ever gave a shit. Just a couple of food stamps and a waiting list. Mama checking the savings, but we ain't making it. Single lady with babies, the 80s made me this. It doesn't faze me, but lately I've been crazy as shit. Admit you hate me, cause this faking's not helping a bit. Not lazy, but they haven't paid me or gave me a tip. My heart is vacant, it's aching and breaking to bits. If my skin started fading, I can pay some rent. My mind is racing, got me facing the pavement and bricks. Changing pages, but they booked me for raising my kid. I'm sorry, but this lifestyle got me chasing the chips. No handouts, I'd rather prove myself until I bring your inner fan out. Then you'll understand what these thoughts in my head's about. Fuck standing out, put my voice in the speakers and you can see it's panning out.
Now I'm stronger than I ever been. It was raining outside, they wouldn't let us in. Showered down, got us soaked to the bone. But in the morning, we're surrounded by roses.
From a seed grown in the belly of a beast.
And that was Roses by Greaves.
Good song.
Good song. Outcast. Fantastic song. No, I just said before we played it, it wasn't. God damn it, Kevin.
I've been listening.
You just got in here.
We were in the other room. Yeah, we didn't know what happened.
No, I was listening.
I was trying to save you, asshole.
So now we'd like to welcome Kevin, who again was here last week.
Yeah, hello.
Not here, but like on the show.
Physically, I was not in the same location that I am in currently.
Correct.
But audibly, you were.
Audibly, I definitely was.
Yeah, and Blake, welcome to the show. In your house.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yep. It's always weird to welcome people to where I'm the guest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like I have to do it.
This studio is
I'm in your
everybody.
Chair. It's weird.
That is weird. I've never sat here and I'm looking across the opposite way and I'm like,
we never look at each other. I'm always to your right.
Right.
And to the listener's left.
Now we can dock under the table.
Thank you. High five that shit.
Cha-ching.
Wow.
In tandem.
That's a lot of inside baseball, right?
This is what happens when you disappear for a year, Andy.
No, I was, yeah.
God damn it, Andy, it's good to see you. Your fucking hair is great.
On fleek.
I wish I had your hair. I wish I had your hair, seriously.
Thank you. You can go get it at Michael's barbershop on the floor.
I can't.
I got to get my hair cut.
Sweep it up.
It won't look that good.
Sweep it up.
I got my hair cut and they fucked it up.
Yeah, you were talking about that
house. Like, hey, I got a podcast marathon. I need a good haircut, and they fucked it up.
Fucked it up.
So I got this killer haircut because I'm going to Mexico on Tuesday.
For what?
What?
Avett's at the beach.
What?
Avett's. Avett Brothers?
Yeah.
On a
beach. No, so are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're playing at.
No, it's a new mixed drink. Avett's on a beach. They're playing, what would be included in that? Beard oil?
Yeah. Beard oil?
Lime?
Actual physical blue grass, maybe?
Probably some actual blue grass.
Curacao? I think that's a thing.
Curacao.
Probably some flannel. Poposao.
Akira Tozawa.
Sweat.
Sushira Eke.
I thought when you said you're going to Mexico, I was all excited because I've been listening to a swingers podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
And one of the big swingers resorts is in Mexico. I'm thinking about going.
Is it Hard Rock? With me.
Hard Rock Cafe.
It's the Hard Rock Hotel in Riviera Maya.
No.
Damn it.
You realize Mexico is not a small country. Like there's a.
It's a large continent.
It's a nation of.
They're not large to me.
They're not all. They're swingers.
Short. Just because they're all short doesn't mean it's not big.
Hard workers, though, right?
Hell of a worker. Yeah.
Like Brooks and Dunn said, they're hardworking men.
They wear steel hard hats.
Brooks and Dunn, is that a.
Can't understand a damn retail? Word they say, but they're hard workers.
Store?
I just say C.
It was really popular in the 90s. They've had to shut down a lot of locations over the past decade and a half.
I'm a 90s. I'm a true 90s kid. Yeah. So
Christian Brothers.
Yep.
So many ways to make you welcome.
Yep.
No, seriously.
What about Walter E. Smith? You dream it, we build it. You don't know that. That's Chicagoland.
I was going to say.
That's Chicagoland.
I know 588-2300 Empire.
Today.
588-2300
Today.
I called a different line.
910 pilots. 1.
910 745-6871 That's amazing. You will never know it, but all the listeners, like, cha-ching. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to finish my sentence.
Speaking of, with that said, it's time for the sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
And just because we're doing things kind of old school, why not?
Crumbs on.
Oh, no. Sponsor spotlight.
Ham.
So,
oh, sorry.
This
ham.
Is, they changed it. I don't like it. Brought to you by Distill Brewery in Normal, Illinois, which has been bringing you nothing but fantastic beers at their new location for almost a year now.
Oh, it's been almost a year.
Almost a year.
Been almost a year.
Almost a year.
And they have so many beers.
So many.
So many beers.
Oh, good beers.
And
too.
A lot of them are only available on draft. Such as this one.
What?
I got me a big old can.
Oh, that you do have a big ass can.
That's like a Foster's.
Australian for beer.
Distill.
That's a lot of beer.
It's a drunken lullaby for paying the bills.
Paying the bills for drunken lullabies.
What's that guy's name? Kiwi Chris.
Oh, we got a little bit of spillage. We're going to put it here on the beer menu.
Spill Farrell over here. Spillis McGahee.
This is a...
You guys remember that running back?
Yes, I do. Played for the U, didn't he?
He played for the U and then he went for the Bills.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that's a lot of spillage.
It's a lot of spillage.
He hurt himself in the championship game.
We get some paper towels in here?
They get a...
Engineer Adam.
Boom, boom.
So this is...
I'm going to get a little bit more of this.
It's a crowler of the Brett Pale Ale.
Mr. Crowler.
This is a... So you say this is a...
Nice Ozzy Osbourne reference.
So you're saying this is a pale ale?
It's a... Brett Pale Ale.
Oh,
it's only 5%. Okay. And it says this is a pale ale fermented with Brettanomyces.
Thank you so
much.
Brett and who?
Brett and his myces.
His myces.
And dry hopped with Citra and Simcoe.
Oh, Christ sakes, that's delicious.
And there's going to be plenty in that can for the people out there at home to try.
For the people over there.
So it's the people's beer.
Wave your hands in the air. Oh, you're just drinking straight from the crowler. Oh. No spillage there.
I hope you don't have syphilis.
Yeah. Adam enjoys
syphilis.
It. So
syphilis.
That's not how you test them, Mike.
It is. Put the scarves on there.
So this is the.
That's how I test my girlfriends.
The Brett Pale Ale. Now, Andy.
Yo.
The new location wasn't open last time you were on. Have you made it out to Distill?
The brewery? No.
No.
No. I've been to the brew pub twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their food is so goddamn delicious.
Yeah, it really is.
And they've changed the menu here and there at the brewery.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more accessible than the restaurant for beer. drinkers. Yeah. You know, like the restaurant's kind of fine dining in some
ways. It is fine dining.
I felt uncomfortable there.
Yeah. Well, now you can go to the brewery and feel more at home.
Yeah. I feel more at home at breweries than restaurants.
Yeah.
I had that's what she said. For sure. Whenever there's a thing that says ancho. Well, it's
because people don't chug at restaurants.
I do.
Yeah.
And then I ancho. Whip it out.
Ancho. It's a pepper.
If there's ever anything that says ancho on a menu, you're
ancho
out.
Mama.
I'm out.
You say,
no,
you know
no,
what?
No, I'm actually in.
It's ancho like mama.
Now, Blake is disrobing here, yes. And he's got a new Golden Girl shirt, and I did not actually buy that one for him.
It says, you can't shit with us.
My kids bought that for me.
Because I've bought you two different diapers. Golden Girls t-shirts.
Yeah.
So you now Golden almost girls. Have enough to wear...
Every day of the week.
Every day, yeah.
Almost.
All day or day.
All day.
Can we describe his underwear now? Because you said he did disrobe. He fully disrobed. Can we describe his underwear now?
Go ahead.
If he had underwear on.
He's wearing MeUndies. Guys, if you want to get MeUndies, you're going to have to go to MeUndies.com/drunkenlullabies. No, get yourself some nice, it's antimicrobial.
Spotlight. And BlueApron.com while we're at it.
BlueApron/drunkenlullabies. Guys.
Do you have an Audible account? I do, but guess what? I can't get a free promo anymore, but you can by typing in "no, you can't" in the code.
Go ahead and go to MeUndies. Go ahead, go to MeUndies.com/drunkenlullabies to get zero discount and maybe be redirected to the actual website.
That's just you can get a pair of underwear, and if you don't like them, you can say, hey, I don't like these.
You can send
and
them
they
back.
Won't make you send them back.
No, they say right. Keep them.
Like, they give you a self-addressed stamped envelope to mail them to a Japanese businessman, and he handles the return.
I thought about Subadori. Listen, I have been hard up for some podcasting.
That's what you said.
Hey, I've been hard up for some podcasting money. I thought about selling my used underwear online.
That's a good idea.
Two Japanese schoolgirls.
I don't care.
Does
who?
It work the other way
care.
Around?
I don't care.
I think
who?
It goes the other way around. Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't care who has them.
Like, what's under there?
What?
Underwear.
What? Oh.
Oh.
Hey, did Bazinga. You know Beethoven was deaf?
What?
Wait, what?
What?
This beer nice. We're having. This beer we're having. Sponsor
it's Brett.
Spotlight.
It is a sponsor spotlight. It's
Brett's.
Brett.
It's George Brett.
It's Brett. George Brett's pale ale.
Tastes like pine tar.
Yeah, yes.
Too much pine tar. And it screws the whole batch
it's
up.
It's too high. The pine tar was too high.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was crazy. He came storming out of that dog.
Like a lightning bolt.
He was livid.
Yeah.
He was livid.
They did a thing.
I don't
thing.
Use that term a lot. Livid.
It's a good word.
He was in it livid is. Color.
In livid color.
So there was this thing. He With went Michael to the J. Barstool Black. Sports office and like I guess people just stopped by there from time to time. And he was typing on his keyboard and there was like it was like a bunch of pine tar on the keyboard. It was kind of a joke. And they're like, oh, yeah, there's too much pine tar. And then he, like, recreated how he did it in only a way that George Brett could.
Very
and he,
intense,
like, he, like,
yes.
ran, like, with his little stumpy legs. And, what are you fucking kidding me? Like,
it was
perfect. It was great.
We're just talking a lot about third baseman today.
Third base, yeah. Love that band.
Because we just, Pop Goes the Weasel, because the weasel goes pop.
You guys got to third base when we were not in here?
We inducted a new person into the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame.
Chuck Knobloch. No, he's a second baseman.
No, he played for the Minnesota Twins. Penguins.
Okay, Minnesota Twins third baseman?
No, Boston Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox third baseman. What era are we talking here?
Mustache.
What era?
Bill Buckner?
Classic.
Carlton Fisk was a catcher and a first baseman.
He was a catcher, all right.
Catcher in the eye.
Third baseman, classic.
Who would go in the Drunken Lullabies Hall of Fame that was a third baseman for the Boston Red Sox? Not Ron Say.
You got me.
Not Beyonce either.
You got me.
Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs, dude. Wade Boggs.
Fucking Boggs.
I thought he was a shortstop.
No, he was
the Boggs of Eternal Stench.
I thought he was a second baseman, actually.
No, he was third base.
I
just know him for his brief stint on the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Yes, we talked about that too.
In the 90s.
That's when he was drinking a lot. There may be something to that.
Yeah. He's like, oh, fuck, I'm not.
I'm a Devil Ray. I'm not a Native American sock anymore. I need to drink 60 beers right now.
This sponsor Spotlight beer, though.
I know, right?
It's gorgeous.
This is only available on draft at Distill, and it is still available on draft.
Distill available.
Still at Distill.
Distill available.
Now, Blake, this isn't necessarily your style because it's got, it's Brett. It's a Brett beer.
Oh.
That
Brett Conlin, the Heartland Heartthrob.
Love that guy.
He made this.
That country hillbilly actress, what was her name? Brett something?
Brett Butler, Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, that was a great show. Yeah.
Brett Butler.
I always wanted to have sex with her. She had the manliest voice, and she was not very attractive.
I thought Kathleen Turner had the manliest voice.
No.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name's Kathleen.
I like a girl that sounds like a guy.
I'm Jessica Rabbit.
Does that make me gay?
No. Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't. My wife has a very deep voice.
If she had a dick, would you suck it?
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
I don't even know what just happened. But you know what? While we finish this up, I think it's time for us to play a game. It's time to play Most Likely To. Do what you do when you say what you want to say. With or without regard for me. Scheme what you scheme when you're thinking of yourself. You're the most likely to succeed. All right. It's time to play your new favorite game on Drunken Lullabies. It's time to play Most Likely To.
Yeah! And if it's most likely to succeed, I'm not going to win.
We have a packed house in the studio right now.
There's never been this many people in this room at one time.
No. It's like a fucking clown car in here.
I finally feel comfortable.
There's literally 10 people in here. We got Biggie, Andy's still here, Jason, Rob. Blake is resting his head on Aaron for some reason. We got Matt. We got Adam, and then Kevin's still here. And then me, of course, the voice.
Your host.
Yep.
So the premise of this game is I'm going to read a line, most likely to whatever. And you guys, since there's this many people, I'm not going to participate. Okay. I'm just going to be the voice.
Sounds good.
So you guys point.
Oh, I get it.
You point.
Great game.
You point at whoever you think
is the most likely to
applies to. And whoever has the most fingers pointed at them has to take a drink.
Okay.
So, all right. Everybody understand?
And what are we going to be taking a drink of?
Such beers as...
Oh, such beers as? We have three different ones.
Such beers as...
Wow.
We have the Diesel Punk Double IPA.
Great beer.
It's it is malt-tastic, let me tell you.
I like the...
We have the Distill Wild Sour Here Goes to Nothing.
Ooh,
and
here goes to nothing.
We also have a Sierra Nevada
Pale Ale.
Pale Ale.
So when we did this last week, we had a pepper stout. So taking it a little easier on
you. And you know what? It was a pretty good stout.
I love that pepper.
I love a pepper.
All right.
It was super good.
So here we go. The first one. Oh, yeah. Fingers up.
Fingers up. Fingers up.
Half your fingers up. I just explained it.
I was counting, not paying attention.
Most likely to embezzle money from their grandmother. 3, 2, 1 point. Okay, I'm going to say most of the fingers are pointing at Blake, except for Blake's pointing at Drunk Andy.
That's funny because my grandmother hates me.
Yeah.
So,
which makes this ironic.
I don't have a grandmother anymore.
Pass that down to Blake. He's got to take a drink.
Not the whole thing, right?
No, just take a drink.
Just a drink.
A healthy drink. There you go.
I'm drinking out of the can.
Are you ready?
Baby.
Yeah. All right.
Baby.
Oh, you say baby too.
Yeah. I'll meet you in the can.
Are you ready?
No, yeah, you just drink it. You
know. Oh, I thought maybe you had like a song the game with.
There's not
drink that drink beer. Hygiene.
So, all right. So that's that.
It's low jeans.
Okay. Everybody's getting their cups in case they get selected.
Okay.
Question number 2.
Fingers up.
Fingers up, and remember, count of 3, 1, 2, 3 points.
Not it.
Yeah.
Sorry, right,
I didn't explain that. That's my fault. This is what happens. We've only played this.
Yeah, one time.
One time before.
With three people.
Most likely to get a restraining order put against them. 3, 2, Big E, you do not listen.
Not yet, not so, yet.
3, 2, 1 point. Oh, I got to count. So we have 1, 2, 3... pointed at Blake. Rob and Jason are pointing at Adam. Matt, who are you pointing at? Adam. Andy's pointing at Jason. I'm giving this one to Adam.
Okay, Adam.
Adam has to drink.
There we go.
Okay.
There's only 2.
All right.
Restraining orders.
Only current.
Fingers up.
Fingers up.
Fingers up.
Round 3.
Fingers in.
Now remember, after I read it, 3, 2, 1 point.
3, 2, 1 point.
I'm looking at you, Scott.
Got it, boss.
Okay. Most likely to have gender reassignment surgery. 3, 2, 1 point. Okay, I think Jason. Jason has Jason. The most. Blake, did you point at Erin just because she's the only girl here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like a lot of dicks.
I like a,
there's not enough
like
dicks.
A lot of dicks. It's good. It's a
new
double
thing for me.
Too
double
many
IPA.
Dicks on the dance Jason floor.
Too many dicks.
Too many dicks in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's
too
like a generic like Kroger brand.
You heard that song?
Yeah.
Too many dicks on the dance floor?
Yeah.
So good.
We slopped saliva.
It's very good.
We slopped saliva.
Fingers up!
Fingers up!
Fingers up!
Fingers in.
Most likely to be the first one passed out tonight. 3, 2, 1. Oh, geez. I got to count again.
Can't vote for yourself, by the way.
Yeah, you can't vote for yourself. And Andy's not going to be here at the end of the night. So...
I'm staying with Adam.
Blake. It looks like Blake has the most.
As I am sleeping.
And this is his house.
This is his house.
If he passes out first,
no big deal.
Monkeys run in the zoo.
Monkeys run amok.
My wife's not going to be here, so.
I'm sleeping with Blake.
Inmates running the asylum.
And you know what?
If anybody wants to cuddle tonight?
And that will lead to our next question. Fingers up.
Fingers up.
Fingers in.
Remember, 3, 2, 1 point.
Can't vote for yourself.
That's the hardest part of this game.
Yeah.
Now. Before, when I asked this,
I'm the hardest.
It was
part of
just going to be gentlemen here, so this is a little skewed. Most likely to kiss a man tonight. 3, 2, 1.
Biggie, way too soon.
I don't care. It was already pointed at her, Erin.
Why is it not Erin?
Erin does have the most fingers pointed at her.
Jesus, Blake.
Jason was the
just
next.
Very close.
Just finish that off.
You can also call him Blake Christ.
Yeah.
All right,
Jesus. Corbin.
So that one has been emptied. So now we finished the malt. So
Jesus,
now,
how long does this game go?
We're moving on. We're done.
We're moving
his name's
on
Dustin.
To a wild sour.
What's the next show? What's the next show on the lineup?
Yours.
Oh fuck. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Fingers up.
Fingers up. Don't point until Biggie. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
And language.
Biggie.
Child behind us.
Most likely to die first in a zombie apocalypse. 3, 2, 1. Point.
Oh, shit. Language.
That's
all right.
Wow.
I think that's,
okay.
I think that's.
I think it's Scott. Scott has 3.
Point
can't point yourself, man.
You got to put it in a cup.
Eli, when you point it, you wait till he says the question, you wait till he says 3, and then you point at whoever
he is.
You can't
vote for him.
He can vote. He can vote.
Well, yeah, you can't vote for yourself.
Yeah, you can't vote for yourself.
I'll drink for him.
And you'd be the.
Everyone's voting for Eli.
Yeah,
he'd be like the last. He'd be the longest survivor.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right,
fingers up.
Fingers in.
Most likely to commit a felony. 3, 2, 1. Sorry. Point.
Do a felony.
I know a fella. Kind of
do we
a
have
felony.
A Mexican standoff here?
I think we literally have a Mexican standoff, except Adam has. Yeah,
two.
He's got the most.
That's Adam.
So it's Adam.
Adam.
I'm out. I'm the host.
All right.
Thanks, though, Eli, for thinking I'm going to commit a felony.
Get out of here.
Sorry about that.
I don't know.
Although, to be fair, he did ask, what's a felony? Maybe he thinks it's a fun thing.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like, Dustin's a good guy.
I know. Dustin seems like a good fella.
It reminded me of the first
time.
He's
got some knees.
The first
time
he
must be a felony.
You did commit a felony the first time you met him.
No, he committed a felony on me.
Because he came up to he came over and hugged you in his underwear.
Yes, I didn't request that. It was.
Did you fall on your knee?
You had to request it.
Felonies.
Fingers up.
Fingers up. Fingers in.
Fingers in.
Most likely to crash an ex's wedding. 3, 2, 1 point.
I got the most exes.
Yep.
I'm fucked.
You know all your... Do all your exes live in Texas?
No, none of them do.
Dude, you don't have to drink that much.
Even Eli's pointing at him hard.
Even Eli knows.
Amazing. Give him a hard point.
He's a good boy.
I like this game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Good kid.
I like this game.
All right.
Wish I would have saved my goes.
My
Brett.
The next one. Fingers up.
Fingers up.
Most likely to become a magician.
Ooh. Oh, I got this one.
3, 2, 1, point.
Mexican standoff?
I think Jason.
Andy, where's your finger going?
Are you pointing to Jason?
Yeah. Upstairs.
Yeah,
upstairs.
Matt, who are you pointing at? Jason is the winner, so you get some.
Okay.
Rob's so magical. I mean, yeah.
Rob,
I think
is,
you can polish
that. One.
You can
that's
polish
the good one.
Rob is so thirsty right now.
Yeah, I know.
Guys, Rob is thirsty right now. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge, know what I mean.
All right, ready?
You take photos, do you?
Fingers up.
Hey, we still got one fingers more up. Year to go.
Yeah, we got to crack that for this next one.
Most likely to become a school janitor.
Three.
I can't vote for myself?
You can't.
Shout.
Three, two, one, point.
Oh, hey! Hey, Rob's thirsty. Rob's thirsty.
Mop, all day long. Mop, mop, mop while he sings his song.
Hey, give me that cup, Biggie.
All right.
Is there anything in there?
I am, yeah.
It's just a little bit.
We got time for for one more.
All right.
I wanted to drink.
All right.
Nope.
Well, we'll do two more.
Butt okay. Chug.
All right. So
butt chug the pale ale.
Two more here.
Butt chugging box wine with my man Will Sasso.
Fingers up.
Fingers in.
All right. Most likely to blow all their money on an impulse buy. Three, two, one, point. You can't vote for yourself. Okay. Kevin.
Hey.
Hey.
Kevin gets a drink.
Give me that pale ale.
Pale ale.
Come on. Matt, do you want to win one of these? Guys, Matt is really thirsty.
Well, we got one left. One question.
This is going to be a rough quest.
All right.
Andy's really thirsty, too.
You haven't won either, have you? I'm sorry.
Fingers up.
It's okay.
You've been on the whole show,
though. I win at life, though. You've been at, so.
Oh, I don't?
All right.
No, I don't.
To close it out. Most likely to catch feelings after a one-night stand.
Oh, shit. Matt.
Three, two, one.
Shit.
Matt, all right.
There you go. It's meant to be.
Don't look him in the eye.
There you go, pale ale.
Don't look him in the eye.
That's all you.
That's all you.
The rest is all you.
Never make kind of contact.
Go.
All right, no, and that concludes.
That's a great game.
Most likely to.
Most likely to.
Hey. Great game.
Great game. Great game.
So fun.
Love it.
All right, you guys can all go
home
now.
Get the fuck out. I got to do a plug.
That's what she said.
So does Kevin.
That's exactly what she said.
My bum?
She plugged my bum. Big deal. Who cares, right?
Dude, I wouldn't be able to stop playing with that.
That's what she said.
Who's never had a good plug?
So you guys enjoyed that?
That was fun. That's a cool game.
It's a good game.
Right. Yeah, everybody just filed out like really well. Yeah. We didn't have to like convince anybody.
So safe.
Big E, your time is done.
Yeah.
Move along.
It's like the fire alarm was going off. They're like, oh.
And he's like, you guys, there's more beer. There's more beer.
Yeah.
There will always be more beer on this show. Except for right now. We depleted the supply for the show.
There may
be a little Wolpertinger.
Don't get high.
No, I took the rest of that, yeah.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do picks of the week because everybody drank different beers. But, Andy, I guess you could pick one.
If I had to pick one, it would you drank them all. It'd probably have been that first one.
Okay, from Old Irving.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
for
that was really
that,
good.
Adam.
I actually.
We did try to pass the beers out to the green room.
I did get a taste of that as well.
Really good double IPA.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I would like to thank everybody who participated in this week's show. I would also like to thank everybody for listening and for checking it out. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode of Drunken Lullabies every Sunday and also Drunk at the Movies on Wednesday. And if you feel like there's not enough of me to listen to, which I can't imagine.
You're wrong.
Craft Beer Digest every other Monday. It's on a separate feed. You will have to subscribe to that as well.
Where my mom used to get that magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how you got into beer?
Yeah, I was always on the back of the toilet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like you sat on the back of the toilet.
You did upper deckers.
Yeah, upper like, decker in my parents' house.
In your own house. Yeah. In your own home.
But I don't clean this fucking bathroom. Fuck you, Mom.
Hey, upper deckered again.
Who keeps doing this?
Andrew!
Just because you have gray hair doesn't mean you can shit like that.
Yes, it does.
You have gray hair. I'm so jealous of your
Thank
hair.
You. I appreciate it.
You can do it, you know.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
You really, you have to like just go somewhere and pay somebody to do it.
I can't do it. It's possible.
You can. Okay, whatever.
Andy, thank you for coming out of witness protection.
You're welcome.
To retirement.
To join us for this episode today.
The Roger Clemens of podcasts.
Come out to throw one save.
Yeah.
You have a bloody sock. No, wait, that was Kurt Schilling.
And he never retired before he came
back. I
have
a dirty cock.
Red sock. Just one.
Bloody sock.
Just
one. A
dirty
cock.
Native American sock.
Red sock and a dirty cock.
So,
let's party.
Thank you. Hopefully you can hang out for a little bit after the show's
done. Yeah, I'm going to try.
Blake, you have a show to do next.
Got a show.
Yep.
You're in the low blow spot that he requested not to be in after the past 2 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? You were only drinking beers at the end, and you were... Well, I mean, on the show.
On the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can only be partially responsible for this.
I was told I took too big a pours.
Yeah. Too big a pours.
Too big a pours.
That's your...
Stole pipe head and beard.
Yeah.
Stole pipe beard.
Stole pipe head and beard. Stole pipe head and beard.
Call back.
Yeah. What do you want people to check out?
You know what? Most guys in my position would plug their own show. And I have 7 listeners. That's fine. So I'm going to plug the Let's Try This podcast.
Oh God!
One of my favorite podcasts of all time. Stupid. And it's not stupid. Let's try this podcast. Let's
I hear
try
they're coming out of retirement.
They are for one show.
Yeah,
they're one show only. I love it. And I want to plug Drunk Landy. I miss him.
Yeah,
I miss him.
You can plug me anytime.
You know what? Don't tempt me.
Fingers up, most likely to...
Fingers in.
Most likely to fuck Andy.
Fingers up and fingers in.
Most likely. Oh, wait.
I'm going to fuck myself? Just tell me to go fuck myself?
I think he just told you to go fuck you. Yourself.
Fuck you on me?
You don't fuck on me? You don't fuck on me?
Fuck that guy.
Classic.
Yeah. Fuck me,
there
right?
There you go.
Fuck
me, there right? It is. Hey. There it is.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Kevin, again... Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having all of us, Dustin. Thank you for being such a great host of this show week after week. This is a challenging one because there's so many guests that came in. And you know what? You handled it with grace and poise.
Grace under fire.
You handled it with grace under fire.
My name is Brett.
Yep.
My name's Brett.
Blake wants to fuck me.
Brett, I'm going to fuck you later.
On that note.
Listen to Karaoke Biggie.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all.
And you can hear that on Tuesday.
How do you spell that?
K-A-R-A-O-K space big space
He told him how to spell it last week.
Yeah, I've literally been on this
And on
this
Trunk feed. At the Movies.
I've been on this feed 3 times in the past 3 days. So, yeah, you guys pretty much...
You know the deal.
You got it.
Yeah.
You know the deal.
Mr. Oh, this Magorium's, cocksucker's on here again?
Yeah, make sure to listen to the Drunk at the Movies, Mr. Magorium's Wonder and Magorium.
Oh, that was so fun to record. And last week's Drunken Lullabies.
Drunken
also,
Lullabies with Jason. So, right, well, this is The Voice. I'm going to sign off. We got another show to get in here. And get cracking. So, until next time, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.